their structures crumbling, institutions are falling apart, things as we know it are changing, the ground under our feet is moving, and there will be some portion of the population that will double down on fear and paralysis and just be like, well, this is just the way it is. However, there's a whole other story going on, and the story that's going on is actually a really exciting story, especially for women and conscious humans, because we have not experienced a time in written history where women have been in financial leadership.
Welcome home to the Lindsay Martin Ellis Experience. This is your virtual sanctuary where we keep it light while going deep and ground spirituality into the reality of what it means to be human. We explore consciousness, evolution, alternative health, all things truth, taboo, and beyond. There are no boxes or rules here. Tune in each week where myself and raw and real guests will be sharing our lived experience through a multifaceted lens to support you no matter where you're at on your journey. This is a sacred space where spiritual principles and universal wisdom are accessible, simple, and digestible, because all are welcome here. It is your birthright to remember the magic and miracle that you are. You ready to be inspired? Let's do this, love. Hello, hello, beloved community. It feels so good to be kicking off season 7 of the show. Episode 123 with Kate Northrup. And let's see, I think I ended the season with Sarah Jenks in November of 2025. So I definitely took a bit of a very inward time in the fertile void in the heart of winter. And I knew I wanted to kick off the next season in April. And I kind of was like putting it off, and I had some backlog. And I think it's fun to share this. I actually didn't tell Kate this when we recorded the episode. It just didn't come up in conversation. So I'm dancing around. I can't even remember what I was listening to. I was dancing around my living room, which is something that I do quite often. And an email came in from Danielle Page. And I don't even think I'm on her email list anymore. And all of a sudden, I started just getting these emails that Kate Northrup is, you know, starting this annual training again called Good With Money. And all of a sudden in this moment, as I'm in this beautiful feminine flow state, I'm like staring out the window, staring at the trees. I just had this impulse to reach out to Kate. And just a little bit of a backstory, I had reached out to her about a year ago, and she was in the middle of her launch. And then she was moving from Florida to Tennessee, and then she went to Egypt, and we were kind of going back and forth, and then she had her assistant come in, and it just would like, it was just kind of like a wild time. I had a very full 2025 as well, with, you know, two retreats, one being international in Greece. And so I kind of just like let it go because the timing just wasn't working out for 2025. And then I kind of forgot about it. And all of a sudden I'm dancing. I all of a sudden get this email from Danielle Page, and I'm not on her email list anymore. So I'm not sure how that happened. And then all of a sudden I just got this huge wave that washed over me that said, just like, send her the voice note now. And I sent it, and she got back to me. And 2 days later we recorded the episode, and here we are launching it. And that just feels like the way that I enjoy working now. And so it's just the way that I enjoy showing up. And, you know, Kate Northrup, anyway, I'm going to read her bio to you because it's like just a very powerful bio, and we didn't go through it in the episode. But I read her book, Do Less. Oh my gosh, when I was in the midst of just healing all of my hormone imbalance, when I was making the transition as a corporate engineer to now a, you know, transformational women's coach and intuitive guide over the last 10 years. And so Kate was a huge part of that journey for me. And this is all about doing less. And I'll be fully transparent with you. I just did a post about this today on Instagram. I talked about this a bit with Kate too. I knew how to allow my feminine to lead before becoming a mother. I felt very embodied. I felt very much in flow, very much integrated in my masculine and feminine. I really allowed my mind to serve my heart. And then motherhood, along with a bunch of other transitions and challenges that, you know, you may know about or you may not if you've been following my journey for a bit, I completely crashed and burned in 2025. Like, my hormones tanked, I gained a bunch of weight, my emotions were running rampant. I mean, it was like pure crisis mode, pure chaos. And it's because I had this new being and this new role and all of this energy that was required and capacity to care for my son and to care for my family and to learn how to be in the world. And I was feeling so lit up and so inspired, and yet I didn't know how to navigate like being in my body. And so I share this really from this place of like empowerment that I had a lot of shame around it for a bit. And now I'm coming through from this lens. And that was from being in my deep winter around like, duh, of course, like this is what I teach. I teach through my lived experience. And so of course, when I think that I've got something figured out, the universe comes in and is like, oh, no, no, no. Like there's another layer. There's another layer. There's another layer. And so I'm actually coming back to so many of the teachings that I learned from Kate around doing less more intentionally, and just having Kate come on the show is a prime example of that. And this is also how I am working with one-on-one clients right now. Like all of a sudden I'll have like a former client, for example, or somebody that, you know, responded to one of my emails. And then it's just like, all of a sudden I'm in this state and I just hear this like voice inside of me that's like, send a message to this person, respond to this person, like make an offer to this person. And it just becomes so much more fun. And so of course the discipline is there. Of course, the devotion is there. Of course, the structure and the systems are there, but there's just so much more room for like dynamicism and flow within that. And I'm still like playing in the experimentation of it. And I'm truthfully, what's the word? Like I feel like I've just taken a lot of the pressure off around, well, duh, of course, like this was a new experience for me stepping into motherhood. And I'm treating it more as like the game of life. And it's just become, I don't even want to say easier, just simpler. I've learned to surrender more. And again, not submit in this giving up type of energy, but just being more receptive to knowing that God knows more than I do. My higher self has got me. My spirit team knows what my divine appointment is. It's already written in the stars. And it's really my job just to continue to show up, even if I don't always understand it in the moment. So with that, I'm going to read Kate Northrup's bio. I'm Kate Northrup, and I created Relaxed Money. I'm a best-selling author and host of one of the top 0.5% podcasts worldwide, Plenty, where I've spent over 2 decades leading the conversation around money and the body long before it became mainstream. I helped pioneer the integration of nervous system science and financial stewardship, combining evidence-based research with practical financial architecture to create a new approach to wealth. My work is grounded in neuroscience, behavioral finance, and living it, not trend cycles. Since 2012, I've taught tens of thousands of students how to upgrade their relationship with money from the inside out. Behind the scenes, founders, authors, investors, and industry leaders have trusted me to strengthen the money and nervous system beneath their ambition. This work isn't theoretical for me. I've navigated debt, income volatility, rapid growth, and the pressure of being the financial engine in my household. What I discovered is this. By the way, parentheses, I have chills right now. When I stopped over-efforting to earn and instead rewired my internal relationship with money while installing real financial infrastructure, everything changed. Our income increased significantly. The pressure dropped, and I was no longer the cost of the growth. Whew, felt that one. Money began coming in, staying and growing in a way that felt steady and sustainable. Relaxed Money was born from that integration. Now I'm here to help you strengthen the system beneath your ambition so expansion feels supported and inevitable, not destabilizing. I mean, just a breath of fresh air. And again, I've been following Kate's journey and her teachings for quite a while now. And it's just been inspiring to see the evolution of her work through, again, her own lived experience. And I truly believe that is what our Dharma is. Like, we go through the fire so that we can show people what we've learned and share it vulnerably and share it authentically and share it courageously. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. This was just a fun conversation. I'm honestly just grateful to be kicking off the show. That's one fun piece around taking a pause, because when you do that, you recognize, is this something I still want? Is this still true for me? And the reality is I love having these impactful conversations with people who honestly inspire me. And what I love about that is having these inspiring people to me that have created real change in the world, real impact, real financial success, all the things, it's helped me not pedestalize people and recognize that all of us are still, you know, still have the same fears and the same flaws and the same things that we move through no matter where we're at our evolutionary journey. And it's helped me, just to enjoy and to just be in relationship and to be in the energy, again, of people that inspire me. And so it's kind of like finding your expanders and just having conversations with them. And creating this podcast several years ago, it's helped me to get bold and courageous and just asking the question, right? The answer is always no if you don't ask. And so that's where the rapid growth of the show has really come in, is me just like dancing around my room. Kate's a great example, dancing around my room, sending the message. You know, it was a year ago that I made the initial ask, but I was unattached to what it looked like, when it was going to happen. And here we are. And it was just a fun conversation. So, I hope you enjoy tuning in, and I think you're going to get a lot of value from it. And we talk about this in the episode too, but she's got this free, generous training of 9 hours of just teachings right now over a 3-day period called Good With Money. So you can check that out in the show notes and you'll hear more about it in the episode itself. But thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. And please send me an email, drop me a DM on Instagram. I would love to know how this episode landed. And yeah, I love feeling the actual community here. Sometimes when I'm doing these solo casts and when I'm just talking, I forget that it's not just me and a mic. You know, there's a community of tens of thousands of people that are tuning into this, which I do not take lightly. So thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back. And I hope you enjoy this episode with Kate. Much love. This episode is brought to you by Good With Money, where it is time for your money to support you. This is a free live 3-day financial upgrade experience with Kate Northrup. This is happening April 9th, 14th, and 16th at 12 p.m. EST. There's instant replay access if you're unable to watch any of them live. I'm participating in it myself because I'm ready to eliminate financial anxiety once and for all and to finally install these healthy habits so that I can transform my relationship with money. What I love about what Kate Northrup is doing as this ultimate money mentor is she's really bridging neuroscience and the body with our relationship to financial resource, abundance, and wealth. And there's nobody on the planet that I know right now that is actually doing this. And so this is an opportunity for all of us to upgrade our money system. In this workshop, we're going to be able to identify where our money systems are leaking and plug the holes, install simple financial infrastructure that supports expansion instead of increasing pressure. I know that I can absolutely relate to that. Like, when I'm scaling and when things are growing for me, there seems to be like added stress and pressure that's creeping in. Increase income and turn it into a stability, clarity, and long-term wealth, and feel steady making bigger decisions because our systems can actually sustain them. So that's another one that I'm feeling really called into, right? Like, when we're at our growth edges and expanding our capacity, learning the specific tools around how to create that safety to receive more. So the link to join Good With Money is in the show notes. Please send me a DM or an email. Let me know that you're tuning in. I'd love an accountability buddy. I'd love to, yeah, just hold each other accountable and to be in the field together. And truly during this pivotal time on the planet to create generational wealth and again, financial resource during this time. All right. Can't wait to see you there. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the show. I have Kate Northrup with me, and I have been following your journey for a while. You have been a part of my journey. I have read your books. I have dabbled in your world, and I would just love to welcome you. And I would love to hear from you. Like, how do you introduce yourself to the world? What do you identify as? Like, who you be? You're a mother, you're a partner, you're a spouse. You're changing the money game for humanity right now. So I would love to hear from you. Thanks for being here.
Well, when I fill out those forms that have you put down your occupation, I just write author because it feels straightforward. And when I meet new people, I tell them that I help people upgrade their relationship with money. But I would say, yeah, my most important role is my role as a mom to two little girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were talking about this before we hit record, and I read your book, Do Less. I was a former environmental engineer in the corporate world with complete adrenal fatigue, cortisol burnout, wanting to deeply become a mother and recognizing this is not the life for me. This is not how I am going to feel supported in motherhood. I left corporate. I became an entrepreneur. And what I realized is I left corporate and I was operating from a nervous system standpoint the exact same way. I had my own schedule, right? I had my own time. I had what I thought was all of this freedom. And I became like confined to this hamster wheel of burnout, needing to do more, complete just, I was in chaos. And so I want to thank you for that. You really like opened my door to like, what is happening, especially as someone who has a feminine body and like my hormones operate differently than this 24-hour cycle. You really were like a pioneer in opening me up to asking these deeper questions. And you were a huge part of my healing journey. So let's talk about anything you want to share about that.
Yeah. We have everything backwards in our culture. And the focus is on do more, be more, have more. And ultimately, we were all born being completely, infinitely worthy. And we don't need to be or do anything or earn anything to change that. In fact, we couldn't. It would be impossible. And so when we start there, we get to look at the world in a very different way and say, okay, so this incarnation, depending on what your belief system is, I've got this one body. I've got this one life. Ultimately, it's going to end. It's going to go quick. So what am I doing here? And a lot of the work that I do is helping people to unplug from the matrix of illusion that we've been conditioned to believe that someday accumulating a certain number of degrees or accolades or a certain level of status or, you know, income updates on Instagram or something is going to make us finally feel whole, which it will not. And the only way you usually get to really figure that out is by chalking up enough of those things to then realize like, oh, wait, it's still just me unloading the dishwasher. Like, what is this life?
Yeah.
And so ultimately, while I use money and I'm really good at helping people to upgrade their relationship with money, I use money as a tool to help us live more abundantly. But this work goes so much deeper than money. Like, I'm not the spreadsheet queen.
Yeah.
So I've gotten actually okay at those two.
Because that's part of it. And we're going to.
Part of it. Structure is part of it. You're an engineer, you know.
Yes. When you talk about. So right now we're kind of recording this in between your Good With Money, very generous training. And we're going to be launching this like in the middle of this. So if you're tuning in right away, please, like it's not too late. I just finished day one. I participated here a little bit last year, right? I have a toddler, so I'm like, now it's time. I'm ready for this next level. And I can really relate to your story. I don't want to give all your secrets away, but I deeply felt so seen when you talked about your story with your partner and just like all of the things that were happening in his life and new motherhood. And he had some accidents and he was sick. And there was a lot of things that could have taken you out. And I feel like I've been in a similar journey where I've had, on top of motherhood, a lot of challenging experiences in my external world. And I'm in this phase right now where I believe I'm meant to have this conversation with you because I'm kind of starting to fall victim to the life that I am now living, which is my dream life that I dreamt up of 3 to 5 years ago. And you are talking about agency. And you are talking about the decision and the conscious choice in that moment of time to actually harness that experience and challenge for what I believe is what you've created and how you're standing here today, helping, supporting people all over the world. So let's dive into agency. Let's dive into how you, again, like metabolized that moment in time to like use that as jet fuel to propel you into this here now moment.
So while I do tell the story more in depth in the Good With Money training, and the replays are immediately available. So, depending on when people listen to this, they can still get into, you know, some of the sessions live, which is great. The short story is we went through a season from the moment I got pregnant with my first daughter, 2015, until really 2023. I did not tell the whole story in the workshop. Actually, your people are getting extra.
I love it.
It was a long season of slog. So many things. My partner had a chronic illness that took him out for long periods of time, 4 years. And then he couldn't walk because he fell off a bike. And then he got hit by a car. And then it was the pandemic. And then there were some political things that happened, you know, in all of our families, and it affected my family in a particular way that, without my consent, thrust me into the public sphere in a way that I really didn't want to be in. And so there were all these pulls and drains, and it felt like every time I would get past the break, I don't know if anyone has ever surfed, but it's like, if you're surfing larger waves, it is hard to get out past the break with your surfboard. And you just keep getting whacked in the face and whacked in the face. And then the wave comes and it takes your surfboard and it flips you upside down. And I felt like I could not get past the break for, in some ways, 8 years, off and on.
I feel that.
Now, there are, you know, and part of that, honestly, is new motherhood. So I just want to normalize that, like, I think that's just how it is to some degree. And also, right? So it's always both. There's a dance between surrendering to what is and activating our agency. Mm-hmm. And one might think that those things are diametrically opposed, that, like, well, if I'm surrendering, then I am just letting things go and I'm letting things be. And therefore, I'm not going to be having choice. And that's actually not what surrender is. So what I was doing some research about for this particular workshop, because we're in a moment in history that, I mean, every moment in history feels unprecedented, but I don't know, the headlines can feel loud depending on how much you're putting your attention there. And I know that there's just a certain number of people that are putting their attention there. And so I was like, what's the deal here? Like, what actually makes all the difference for people to thrive in times of financial uncertainty, in times of weird economic upheaval, at the dawn of AI, you know, all of those things, right? What's the factor? And so I did some research and I found out that the people who thrive financially, meaning they build up a strong savings cushion, they start to invest, they pay off their debt, they increase their income, like all of these external signs of success. The people who do that have one thing in common. And that one thing is not their level of education. It is not their level of income. And it is not their circumstances. It's something else. And over a review of over 240 studies, it came down to the same single thing. And that one single thing was this. They felt that their actions made a difference in terms of their financial life. It was a sense of agency. It was a sense of, I have a choice here. So what does that have to do with surrender, especially like when you're a new mom or a partner sick, and there just really are literally things that are out of your control? How do we dance between surrender and agency? My understanding of it is at the level of the body, and it is at the level of the body, to what degree can we find safety in a felt sense of safety so that our body stops resisting, our brain stops going into fight, flight, freeze, fawn, all of these behaviors that are great for survival if we are literally having our life threatened. But if we feel like we're having our life threatened by a situation in our life or a headline or something someone is telling us about the economy, our life is not being threatened. We're just going to go home and make dinner. Like, nothing is different about our life when these things happen. However, it feels as though we're under threat. So in that moment, it comes down to, how do we learn the sequencing so that we can find safety in our bodies no matter what? And when we do that, that actually is a surrender because it's a softening. And when we're able to soften, we get all of our ability to be smart back. So our prefrontal cortex comes online and our peripheral vision widens literally and metaphorically, and we can think straight and we can see all the possibilities, and we get access also to our intuition and to problem solving and to creative strategy. And all of that becomes available when we feel safe first. So feeling safe is part of the surrender. It's like, okay, this is. So I'm going to move out of resistance and just allow this to be what it is, in a similar way that as you're going out trying to break through to surf, instead of trying to stay above the water and letting the waves hit you in the face and take your surfboard, you actually flip under the surfboard and you turtle. So you go under the wave instead of letting it smack you in the face. And that allows everything to soften. You get below the storm. Signaling safety in the body allows us to get below the storm, below the surf. And we come up for air on the other side. And it's calm over there. And then we have choices. And those choices about, are we going to take the wave? Are we going to just hang out here in the sunshine? Are we going to paddle for it? Are we going to chill? What are we going to do? Actually make all the difference in your financial success. And it's really like neurological sequencing. It comes down to neurological sequencing, honestly.
I love the analogy, right? Because oftentimes, right, especially in the world of nervous system regulation, right, there's a lot of words that get thrown at us. And I teach embodiment in a lot of my work as well. And I love that you're actually bringing the body and nervous system into the conversation around money, because you're talking, again, engineering, right? Like the structures and the things that we often avoid, especially as women, with the energetics. And there aren't people that are bridging those two together, because you can't have one without the other.
You cannot. And I actually don't, I literally don't know anyone else who talks about money in the body.
No.
In the way that I do.
You don't. That's why I needed to have you on the show. I'm like, can I just tell you, I'm not kidding. So this morning, my husband has a stomach bug. I woke up to a whole poop scenario. Like, I'm like, yep. Oh, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to do my practices. I have a great day today. And then my husband's like, all right, well, walking in nature always works for you. Like when you get home, you know, go take the dog. I saw a huge black bear while I'm walking my dog in our neighborhood. I just moved into a new place. This is the first time we see bears a lot, but it was like right there in my face. And I'm about to have this interview with you and I'm listening to the training and you go straight into the washing machine, like nervous system regulation. embodiment practice.
Yeah.
Immediate just relief. Like, and it was that thing where I was like, oh, I got to prepare it. I've got this thing. And I didn't have agency in that moment. I didn't take the moment to just do that for myself because I have these tools, which is why sometimes we need somebody else to remind us. 100%. Like, I literally just saw a bear. My everything is heightened.
And it's that actually is like an animalistic threat. Right. I mean, that one's real.
That one was real.
That's not a scary email.
And I don't think that that happened by accident either.
No, it did just not.
To remind me that this is the world we live in. Like, there's threats all around in all different ways. And if we're not feeling safe in the body, then nothing else is going to work.
No. Did you look up bear medicine? Did you?
No, not yet. Because again, it just happened. So I'm like, yeah. And I think a lot of it, because again, I felt a lot of resonance with your share that this time gets to catalyze me, and I'm feeling like, oh, I didn't have this perfect condition. Therefore, the rest of my day isn't going to go as planned. So I think I keep having these little or big, you know, like reminders of like, nope. And to me, surrender is an active thing. And I feel like I've been getting into submission. And so your work is really teaching me that I'm here for this next level in abundance and expansion and leadership and motherhood, but I'm in this little resistance. Like, I'm going to take your course, Kate. I'm going to do it because I'm like, I'm freaking resisting and I'm done.
And well, the resistance, as I said in the free training, is our level of resistance around something is proportional to the degree of power available for us on the other side of that thing. And that I learned from my mentor and friend, Barbara Stanny, Barbara Houston. She changed her last name. And when I heard that, I was the queen resistor of all time around this work. So I did not come to this naturally. I was not born naturally being good at it. I was like such an avoider. And I was like, I'm just going to be over here doing my affirmations, acting as if, and the universe will handle me. And
putting it on
not.
God's to-do list.
Right? Yes, and, right? And there's another wonderful proverb, which is, as you pray, move your feet. Mm. And I just knew when I heard the quote about power and resistance, I was like, okay, there's a lot for me here. And meanwhile, 20 years later, I've made my entire career out of it. And, you know, and like, in revenue, it's like tens of millions of dollars in sales, and more importantly, hundreds of thousands of people impacted. And so I'm just really excited for you, Lindsay, in this moment, because obviously there's something big for you here. And I really want to honor you and anyone else listening who's resistant around the topic of money, or even resistant. You may not be resistant around the topic of money specifically, but like, it, when there's resistance in our system, it's actually a sign that there's power available. And believe it or not, our systems are all circuits. Like, our bodies are literally, in some ways, power plants, little energy generators. And the circuit, in order for the circuit to work, a certain amount of resistance is actually required for power to be generated. And so I think it's good news as long as you stay.
Yeah. My engineering brain loves you talking about electrical chat and little power plants, right? Like, the analogies are so fun. And I absolutely agree. And oh my gosh, there's so many places that I want to go. But even when you were talking about the 90-day reset, I'm like, there's something here for me, because I felt like before motherhood, I had it figured out. And then motherhood just threw me in a whirlwind of thinking that I knew how to regulate, but there's always this constant pull. And so again, it's like, oh, it's just a new layer in my evolutionary journey of, right, I loved your quote. You said the most regulated person in the room is the most powerful person in the room. And right now I'm learning as the archetype of the mother, this is like the next layer. And I just love everything that you're sharing as it relates to your story. So let's talk about women and money. Let's have the conversation, because I was like, okay, even if you only listen to this 30-minute part with the slides around what's happening in the world, what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the headlines, and the actual analytics around what women who have financial resource do and how that benefits everyone.
Totally. Well, I actually have a screenshot of something Beautiful. That I meant to put in the presentation. You're getting all the best stuff.
Woo!
You're getting the director's cut. So apparently I said this one time. Somebody screenshotted it and posted it. It says, the most powerful currency is not the dollar, but your capacity to remain centered in any economic climate, which I thought was I forgot to put it in the deck yesterday. Okay, so I will say about women and money, here's what's so exciting. We're at a wonky time. There's structures crumbling, institutions are falling apart, things as we know it are changing, the ground under our feet is moving, and there will be some portion of the population that will double down on fear and paralysis and just be like, well, this is just the way it is. However, there's a whole other story going on, and the story that's going on is actually a really exciting story, especially for women and conscious humans, because we have not experienced a time in written history where women have been in financial leadership. We just haven't. But what is amazing is that all the data shows us that when women are in leadership of financial resources, they automatically invest in ways that make everybody's life better. They invest in education, health, community, well-being. They invest more in charity. Companies with female leadership do better profit-wise. Companies with at least 30% of women on the board do 19% better in terms of profits. So across the board, all the stats are so powerful. And actually, we just posted a carousel last night with those stats as well. So if anyone wants to, you'll grab them in the recording, but then a few of them we put on my Instagram as well. It's so important to know this because there's a really sneaky story that runs under the surface and sabotages women. And that is that if they make more money, automatically someone has less. Because we're wired and conditioned to be caregivers. I think some of that is nature and some of it is nurture. I don't know which is which. Doesn't matter. It's how we are. Like women naturally, we just pay attention to what's going on and we make sure everyone's okay.
It's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. And I love that about us. Like, let's keep doing it. And that can get us in trouble if we've been brainwashed to believe there's only so much to go around and that if we are succeeding, that means we're taking from someone else. What the data actually shows is there's enough resources on the planet for everyone to live a good life. It is just fundamentally not true that if you have more money, someone else suffers. First of all, the economy doesn't work that way. If you say no to a sale or you say no to a promotion, that money doesn't automatically just end up in somebody's bank account who needs it more. It ends up in somebody's bank account who says yes to that money. And if they're somebody who has a big heart and is values aligned, wonderful. The world becomes better. But often they're not. And we have a world right now where we can see all the evidence of what gets created when money and power are in the hands of those who are not tending and befriending, who are operating out of fight and flight, mostly fight. So we're in that time. And what we need is more money in the hands of women, because the data shows us that when more women have money, everybody's life gets better. Not just the women's life. Everybody. All the people. And the planet. So it's like on some level a moral imperative to get after it, ladies. Like, this is our job. Get after it. Make as much money as you possibly can, steward it well, get confident with it, invest it well. And by the way, when women do invest, even though they invest a little less than men, although we're catching up, we get on average a 4% higher return with less risk. So again, get after it.
Yeah. I mean, that, like, all of those statistics blew my mind, truly.
Because cool, again, right?
We're programmed to believe that none of that's true. And it's amazing. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I know we're kind of getting close to wrapping up here. I also just want to say real quick, I've been doing money love dates with myself and with my partner for years. And the amount of fights that my husband, we were like, just stay. I'd rather it be messy. I'd rather the arguments, like he's super analytical and to the point, and I just wanted to cry every time he was so matter of fact about something. And I had to face it. I mean, it took years. Yeah. And I'm still like not quite there. Right? Like it's like, okay, it's time for more support. And so if you're feeling any sort of resonance from this conversation, if you're feeling inspired and excited about what's to come, especially when this monetary exchange gets in the hands of women around the world, I invite you to check out Good With Money. And I love how you say it's about being good with money, but also like, I'm good with money. Like, I feel good about my relationship with money. And also all of the structure and support is there to make sure that it continues to grow. So let people know where they can find you, how they can access. Obviously, this is an evergreen episode, but right now, like, use this momentum to tune into Good With Money. And yeah, just let people know how else they can get in touch in your world.
Yeah. So you can go find me on Instagram at Kate Northrup. My website is katenorthrup.com. I have a podcast called Plenty. And those are all the places. And I'm assuming you're going to pop a link in the show notes for the workshop.
Everything will be in the show notes for you to connect in. And is there any final words you want to leave with our community?
I will say it is impossible for somebody to be born being good with money. And also, none of us was born with a felt sense of agency. Everyone biologically defaults to helplessness. And so given that the two most important skills that you need are agency and then actually learning what to do with your money, both of those are learned skills and I know how to teach them. So come find me. Let's do it. Jump in. This is not hard, but you do need to learn it.
Deeply relatable, deeply accessible. And again, I love how you're bridging both worlds of really science and spirituality and bringing the energetics back into like, you need to look at the damn bank account. You got to make some changes.
You do. But it doesn't have to be hard.
No, it doesn't have to be hard. So thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for just being honest. And honestly, like you sharing that story about what happened during that, I think 8-year stint was what made me decide to be like, okay, it's time, you know? And I know that's not always easy to share the vulnerable moments. So thank you.
Makes it worth it, though. Makes it worth all the struggle to know it helped at least one person.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you reach out to Kate. Make sure you check out the show notes. Tune in to Good With Money and let us know how this landed for you. We want to know like what's actually alive in your body and how this is supporting you. All right. Much love, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for your presence and tuning in today. I believe in the power of reciprocity, so if you found value from this episode, I invite you to share the love. There are endless ways to do so, including leaving a rating and written review on Apple, forwarding the episode link to a loved one, reaching out to me on social media to say hi at Lindsay Martin Ellis, or sending me a love note via email at lindsay@lindsaymartinellis.com. I so appreciate you and your support. It's truly what keeps me going. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Lindsay Martin Ellis Experience. Much love.